One thing we do know is that Australia's population is on the rise, as we can certainly see here in the Hunter as well. To give you a bit of an idea, 1.4% growth per annum is what we're seeing at the moment. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when we compare that into some real terms, it's the new city of Darwin every 20 weeks and a new Tasmania every 18 months. Big numbers indeed. To talk with us about our growing population is social researcher Mark McCrindle. Good morning, Mark. What are some of the things that are behind the growth in population?
Well, we've got some pretty solid natural increase at the moment. So, you know, births are going very strongly in Australia, more than 300,000 per annum. We're living longer. We've got an ageing population, so big natural increase. But then even bigger than all of that, 55% of our growth is net overseas migration. So we're a very popular place to live. And so we've got a lot of increase in numbers from a migration perspective. And so altogether, our total population growth is about 350,000 per annum. That's what we're growing by, adding about 1 million people every 3 years.
Well, I can certainly imagine why everybody would want to come here. We do live in the best country in the world, Mark, don't we? But what effect is this population growth and these big numbers going to have? What's it going to mean to us as Australians?
Well, it's about planning for this growth and hopefully getting the growth to some sustainable level. The growth has been higher at different points in the past, although it's just ticked up again from 1.4%. It's gone up to 1.5%. So certainly it's pretty strong growth, and we'll always have growth. There's always going to be growth even through natural increase, and most of the net migration numbers are people coming in to fill jobs that we can't get Australians to get into. You've also got growth through students coming here to Australia and other things that do drive the economy. So it's about making sure the infrastructure, the planning, the housing availability is there so that not only is there not a crazy increase in house prices, but the lifestyle and the way of life that we like in terms of, you know, not having too much chaos on the roads and good access to public health and housing and schools is maintained.
Mark, you mentioned the sustainable population growth. Is it always a good thing to have this perpetual level of growth going and going and going, or is there a real downside that we seem to be missing at times?
Yeah, there is a downside. It's getting to the point where there is some growth, but where it's a bit manageable. And if we look at Australia, we've had the more years than not about the fastest growing nation in the developed world over the last decade. And we're also one of the few nations in the developed world that hasn't had a recession in a couple of decades. So there is a strong link between population growth and economic growth. It just creates more of that demand, more of that consumption, you know, and that can be helpful. But of course, you don't want the growth so much that the costs are such and the impact on lifestyle is such that it starts to diminish the way of life. And we're probably redlining it with our growth. Those numbers are about as high as they've ever been in terms of total population increases. Therefore, it's about making sure that the growth is manageable and planned for. Most of the growth is heading straight to our capital cities of Sydney and Melbourne. But beyond that, you know, you're getting growth in Newcastle and Wollongong here in New South Wales as well. So it's making sure that the big cities are coping with the growth and have the infrastructure investment to maintain the quality of life that we know.
Mark, looking ahead for Newcastle and the Hunter, what do you see as some of the challenges we may have moving forward with this 1.5% or thereabouts growth here for us?
Well, in some areas in the Hunter, you're actually having growth that's twice that. Growth because of housing affordability. You're getting people moving out of Sydney, where house prices are pretty crazy, and heading to areas where there's more affordable housing. Maitland, for example, has grown by about 5% per annum over the last couple of years. You've got areas like Stockton, which is growing very strong as well. Currumbong is one of the fastest growing areas outside of Sydney at the moment, just with housing development and affordability there. So you've got growth that spills from Sydney right across Newcastle and the Hunter. And so again, in those suburbs, it's making sure that that there's the opportunities and the investment in schools and hospitals, but also, you know, that there are some affordability options that don't price everyone out of the market.
And perhaps, Mark, not just do what we've just done to tell everybody how comparatively affordable it is here in the Hunter as well.
Exactly. You're going to get more of these people from Sydney heading up there. But, you know, if you look at Sydney, it is a classic case study of where too much growth is perhaps not a good thing, with the median Sydney house price now at $1.2 million, which is pretty hard to get your head around, but that's what it is for an average detached home in Sydney at the moment.
That is a massive amount of money, $1.2 million, the average price. Mark, thanks for your time this morning. I guess the key words being sustainable and manageable, as you said earlier on.
Exactly right, that's it. Thanks a lot, Mark.